Good morning, and welcome to Midweek Coffee with Ann. I hope this podcast finds you all doing well. The last couple of weeks have brought some sad events into my life. Life sometimes presents painful, disruptive, or unexpected events on a personal level, and then much bigger issues in our media-focused world are layered on top of that. Honestly, I have allowed these situations to cloud my spirit lately. But this morning, the sun came out. My mind went to some brighter thoughts of events coming up in the lives of friends and family. A wedding in April, a new baby on the way, a COVID-delayed wedding reception and celebration on the calendar. And there is spring. Bulbs to be planted, daffodils blooming, the smell of grass being cut, azalea buds ready to burst open. And now, sitting down to write, with my cup of coffee, my soul is calmed. I am glad to be back with you. In Matthew 6:34, Jesus addresses the issue of life getting us down. He tells us exactly what to do about it. From the Message, verse 34. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Jesus, in his perfect knowledge of how we humans think, has given us such valuable wisdom here. It is particularly pertinent today's overwhelming media immersion into every possible problem and worst-case scenario known to man. There is no question that events in life can impact us positively or negatively, and it can be really, really hard to climb out of the dark times. Realistically, I would say that there is enough in our personal worlds to deal with without being blasted with all the negative media every day. There's a fine line between staying informed in a responsible way and being so overwhelmed you want to put your head in the sand like Lemu, the emu, in the Liberty Mutual Insurance commercials. I am not suggesting we ignore the world or the problems faced, but there simply is little we can do outside our day-to-day interactions in life. Our energy should be focused on the needs of those around us and our relationship with those in our lives. As Jesus says in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another." We have friends, family, neighbors dealing with not so joyful things. Illness, loss of jobs, physical needs, damaged relationships. What did Jesus do in these types of circumstances? The Gospels are filled with stories that describe his supportive, non-judgmental, loving behavior toward everyone he came in contact with. He did not deal with the politics of the day. His focus was sharing the good news with any and all the people that came into his life, no matter how alike or different they were. What can we do? Pay attention. We can pray and ask the Lord to help us pay attention to the events in the lives of family, friends, neighbors, and strangers. Be ready to be supportive, comforting, listen well, provide for needs. As for the troubles of the world, we can pray for wisdom for government and media leaders, and pray that if there is something the Lord needs us to do that is outside our realm, He will lead us to it. A little nostalgia. I remember the days as a child growing up, my family would look forward to the half-hour, once-a-week TV show, I Love Lucy. We often belly laughed and looked forward to next week's show. As a 9-year-old, I remember Elvis Presley's first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. The news came in a 30-minute segment on one of three national news stations. There was only time for the facts of the day. Comments on a topic were labeled editorial, which was understood to mean one person's interpretation or opinion on the facts. I am not saying that the past was better, but we can learn from the past. We all have to be aware of how media today can be overwhelming and consuming, even depressing. In that consuming, we can lose track of the joys of life that are part of God's natural plan. Face-to-face human relations of love and comfort and support. And we can do that now, or soon to be, with the vaccines for COVID. It is easy with media to get sucked into the ills of the world and find ourselves more and more isolated, and COVID has made all that much worse. Media provides us ways to ignore or escape into some imaginary world that shields us from real life, real issues, real joys, real relationships of our corner of the world. And worst of all, steal our time and relationship with the Lord. I have chosen to reduce my exposure to media. I don't want to hide from the issues of the day, but my focus is the concerns and joys of the human beings in my little piece of the world. There are enough worries for today. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Let us pray. Lord, the world can be pretty overwhelming. Help us to find a way to be informed yet not so obsessed by the troubles of the world. Dependence on you and your loving guidance is where we can be most helpful. Help us keep our eyes upon the joys of the life you have given us. In your name and wisdom, we pray. Amen. Once again, thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.